Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Lamed Beis, Baba Kama 32a, pagination is 63, starting from the Mishnah on the bottom quarter of the page. Shnayim shayu mahalchim b'shas harabim. Two people were going in the public area, echad rotz ve'echad mahalich. One was running, one was walking. O shayu shnayim rotzim, or they were both running, Viziku zeze, and they ended up accidentally damaging one another. Shneim peturim, they are both absolved. And the Gemara comments, Masis in delok Isi ben Yehuda, it sounds like it's against Isi ben Yehuda. The Tanya, as we learned, Isi ben Yehuda, Omer ratz chayiv mepnei shehu meshune, the person who is running is liable because he's doing something unusual. And over here, the wording of the Mishnah is that one is running, one is walking, and they're absolved. And the statement continues and essentially reconciles Isi ben Yehuda with our Mishnah. Umode Isi be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmashas shehu pato mipnei sharatz birushus. Isi ben Yehuda acknowledges that if it's Erev Shabbos, Friday, as Shabbos is coming, it's towards the end of the day, then the person who's running is absolved because he's running with permission. Now, undoubtedly, it still has to be within reason of safety. This is not to be extended to a person driving recklessly with a car because it's Erev Shabbos. But there is a heightened state of awareness. There's a certain fervor in the ear, and people are moving quicker as Shabbos arrives, and therefore the person who's running is running with permission. It's acknowledged that the pace is different, and that's why he's absolved, and in such an understanding, the Mishnah is compatible with Isi ben Yehuda. As we phrase it, b'med devarim amurim be'erev Shabbos bein hashmashos, if we describe the case as Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos begins. Counting up one line from the bottom, Amar Mar, we learned, u'mode isi be'erev Shabbos bein hashmashos shehu patam u'pnei sharatz b'rishus. We're acknowledging, according to Isi ben Yehuda, that Erev Shabbos, as Shabbos approaches, the running is with permission. Asks the Gemara, Be'erev Shabbos, my birshus ika. What exactly is the permission? What's the rush? What's the concern? And the Gemara explains, Kidu Rabbi Chanina, De'om Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina taught us, Bo'u v'netze likras kala malkasa, let us go out to greet the kala, the queen, meaning we have to be ready in time for Shabbos to greet her, and therefore this rushing is to get us to where we need to be in order to greet the Kala. It's not the rushing of greeting the Kala, but the rushing to be ready to greet the Kala. Ve'amri la, others worded it, likras Shabbos Kala Malkisa, to greet the Shabbos. Rabbi Yane Misatef Ikoi, Rabbi Yanai didn't go out, but on the contrary, he stayed put, but he wrapped himself in anticipation. V'omar, bo'i kala, bo'i kala, the kala should come. Similar to, we borrowed this expression for l'chadodi, bo'i kala, bo'i kala. So, the Marsha spends time describing the way a chassan goes out to greet the kala, which was one approach that was being used here. Similarly, Hashem mi Sinai bo, Hashem at the time of Sinai came to greet us. We were the kala receiving the Torah. Likewise, a chassan takes steps from the chuppah to greet the kala, to invite her in. In the application of Shabbos, we're viewing the Jewish people as the chassan and Shabbos as the kala, and we're going to greet the kala. or the approach of Rabbi Yanai recognizing the kala, but it's boi kala. In this case, the kala is coming to us, and we should be ready. Now, in order to be ready for Shabbos, the Gemara acknowledges that there's a rutz, there's a rushing that occurs. The Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Ayin Ches observes that the poskim discuss why a person was rushing and if it's justified on Erev Shabbos. Certainly, if he was rutz in Yonei Shabbos, he was rushing for Shabbos purpose, topic of Shabbos, Mikri Bereshus, that's considered with permission. Again, as we mentioned, within reason. But then the Aruch HaShulchan comments, what would be im yadua sharitza so eino litzarech Shabbos? If his running had nothing to do with Shabbos per se, but kidei shelo yechalol Shabbos. He's rushing because he doesn't want to be mechalol Shabbos. He's finishing things off so that he should be ready for Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan rules, Mikri Gamkin Birashus. That's also considered the permission of the Erev Shabbos rush. It's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan, similarly, in the laws of Erev Tavshilin, is very sensitive to people's general tirdos, their distractions, their needs. And he observes that if a person forgot an Erev Tavshilin one time, and then a second time, it could be argued that he didn't forget out of negligence. He forgot because in our time, we're very tarud. We're very distracted. We have a lot on our heads to try to make things work and keep things in balance. And therefore, there's a certain sensitivity in those moments before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, an awareness that it's not easy for people. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan extends this concept of rushing, not just to rushing with actual Shabbos preparations, but also to the rushing of making sure to be ready for Shabbos, even regarding other responsibilities. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.